So sometimes when you practice spiritual life, we tend to become passive. Or ultimately, I have to rise to spiritual consciousness. So why do I need to work so hard at the material level? So how to avoid this passivity? See, spirituality is not lethargy. It is not laziness. Laziness is in the mode of tamoguna, tavoguna, tamasic, in the mode of ignorance. And spirituality is transcendental. So there are three different things here. One is lethargy, the other is hard work, and the third is over-endeavor. Over-endeavor means, so lethargy means, I'll just move from this side, lethargy means that one doesn't want to work hard, and then one uses spirituality as an excuse for not working hard. Na kaya klesha bhayat teje sakritva raja santyagam naiva tyaga phalam labhet. Krishna says that if one thinks, oh, this is very much hard work, therefore I will not do this work. And therefore one renounces the work. Krishna says this is renunciation in the mode of passion. It will not work. Naiva tyaga phalam labhet. This will not lead to any constructive fruit. So, lethargy is definitely not spiritual. It is tamasic. And then the other extreme is, so if you consider pendulum, one extreme is lethargy, the other extreme is over-endeavor. Over-endeavor means that one works so hard that one has no, what to speak of, having time for spiritual life. One doesn't even balance with material life properly. Because there are people who become workaholics. Like there are alcoholics, there are workaholics. They just work so hard, work so hard, work so hard that they don't even take care of their health, they don't take care of their family. They are just like unidimensional programmed achievers. And they may achieve a lot, but their lives are empty. So that is also rajasic. Because what is happening, they are just focusing on one aspect of life and neglecting everything else. Neglecting other aspects of material life also, what is because of spirituality. So that over-endeavor is certainly undesirable. We need a balance. And so lethargy is undesirable, over-endeavor is undesirable. Now what will be the balance? That will vary depending on person to person. So some people may have a lot of talents materially and they may have a lot of zeal to achieve things materially. And then they can drive, they can go in that field and achieve some things. It's like when somebody comes to engineering. You know, there are different people who come to engineering with different motivations. Some people may really come because they are interested in a particular field. They want to do research in that field, they want to become specialists in that field. If that's their drive, there's no need to stop them from doing that. They can do it, but do it in a devotional mode. For others, engineering is basically just a career. They're not really interested in engineering. They're not interested in going deep in the subjects. Now, they can just do whatever is required for building a career. And they can focus on what is their interest, which interest may be devotional or whatever. So the balance, what is the balance between not being lazy and not being over-endeavor? That balance is not just one line. That balance is like a spectrum. And where is the proper situation in the spectrum, that will vary for different people. And even for the same person, that may vary. You know, that person may, when they are 25, 30, they may work very hard. And by the time they come to 40, they say, no, I don't need to work so hard. So that can vary. So we have to maturely, by understanding our own nature and by consulting our spiritual guides, understand what balance we should need to achieve so that we can give due attention to spiritual life and also do the necessary in our material life. Does that answer your question? Thank you. Any other questions?